This is the 2nd of August 2007 oral history project in Frenchwood. The subject being interviewed today is... Your name?
My name is Khushnood Ahmed.
When were you born, Khushnood?
1957.
What's the name of your father?
Mohammed Khan.
And do you know his date and his place of birth?
I won't know the date, but he was born in Pakistan.
Whereabouts in Pakistan?
Punjab.
In Punjab. Did you know his occupation?
Yeah, he was a lawyer.
And was he a full-time lawyer?
Yes, he was a full-time lawyer.
Okay, then. Is he still alive?
No, he died when I was 2 years old.
So, can you tell me approximately what his age was when he died?
He died about 62.
62, okay. What was the name of your mother, your mother's maiden name?
Akhtar.
And it was that her, was that her first name or her...
No, it's middle name.
Her middle name.
Her surname was Mohammed, obviously, after my father.
Okay.
And her name is Bibi.
Right. So... Do you remember what her date and her place of birth was?
Again, no. We were too young. And she was again born in Pakistan, but I won't know the date.
Okay.
Because as I don't know if you are aware or not, but our Asian people, we don't celebrate birthdays, unfortunately. And because of that reason, we do not remember the dates.
Okay, then. Would you know what age your mother was when she married?
She was only 13. In olden days, in those days, people used to get married when they were 4. It wasn't they used to get married, just the parents. They will arrange their marriages from the age of 12, 13, 14, under 16. Percentages were about 65% under 16.
Was she still at school when she got married?
Yes, she was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is she still alive?
She is, yeah.
What age would she be now?
Well, she is very old. She's about, about 70 plus.
Okay. Do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yes, we are 4 sisters and 4 brothers. We are 8 of us.
And...
Hello.
Kaisi ho?
Achcha, main aap kaise ho?
Shall we stop it for a minute? I'm sorry about that.
So you've got, is it 4 sisters and 4 brothers?
Yeah.
Alright, so quite a large family.
We are, yeah. And loads of uncles and aunties and cousins and...
Are all your brothers and sisters alive?
Yeah.
They are. Do any of them live here in England?
Yeah, 2 of my sisters, they live here.
And
one is in London, one is in Preston.
Okay. And are all the rest in Pakistan?
Yeah. Well, they're not in Pakistan, they're like all over the world. There are 3 of my sister brothers, they're in Spain, and 2 of them, they're in Saudi Arabia, and the rest, they're in Pakistan. So they're all over the place.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you remember anything about your grandparents on both your mother's and your father's side?
Yes, we do. In what sense? Like, I do remember them. My grandma was very, very old lady. I was very young, obviously. And then she died. I remember the day when she died.
Was that your mother's mother?
My father's mother.
Did she live with you?
She did, yeah. She lived with my mum.
And what about your other grandparents?
They were living in another city, but we used to visit them, who were my mum's parents. Because in Asian family, it's the father's parents who can stay with us, but not mother's parents. Mother's parents, they have to live by themselves or with their own families. So woman's side, they can't live with you. But men's side, they can live with you.
Okay.
Strange, isn't it? Very strange.
Mm. Where, your father was a lawyer?
Yeah. Oh dear. We'll have to stop. Because she said 3 o'clock, you see.
I know. So you were born and brought up in Pakistan. How long did you live there as a child?
I I lived there till I got married, and I was very young when I got married. I was about 16
okay.
when I came, and my childhood was very... We were brought up very happily, even though my father, he had four wives.
Right.
And we were living with step mothers and step sister brothers, and we had a very large family, and they all lived together, and we had some negative things about them and some positive things, because we were children and we didn't know what's going on.
Yes.
And we hated, sometimes we hated the relationships, because they were like, we had four mothers.
That must have been very difficult at times.
Yeah, so we didn't understand why they hate us, why they don't like us.
Yeah.
You know.
What sort of house was it?
We had a really big, massive house, and my father was very rich. He dealt with the land properties, and he was a lawyer himself. And he, because he was rich, that's why he got getting married, and he had four wives. Mm. And we lived in a really big, massive house. They call those houses haveli. It's a special name for a big, massive detached houses, and you have loads and loads of garden with it, and a lot of servants, and so and so.
And whereabouts was this in?
That was in, one was in Lahore. We had a couple of properties. We kept moving because my father was dealing with properties, and
right.
we lived in Hyderabad, which is in Sindh, and then we moved in Lahore, in city, big city, and then from there we moved in Gujarat. It's a small town.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay then. It's a bit difficult.
Mm.
If I move on to your relationship with your mother and father, was it a good relationship?
Again, I was very young when my father passed away. My father died because he had so many wives. My mom was the last wife, and we were the youngest. I was about 3 years old when he died. So we only known our mom and stepmothers and stepsister brothers and everybody. They were a lot older than us.
Right.
My first mother's children, they older than my mom. So it's quite a complicated family ours was. Yeah. So we had a good relationship with our own mom and our own sister brothers.
Yes. Mm. Did your mother enforce the discipline at home?
Not really, no.
What was she like then, as a...
She was just average mom, like she was bringing the children up. Because of our father died, she had to obviously go through a hard life. And she was coping with her own problems rather than...
Yeah.
Yeah. Spending too much time with us and...
Did you continue to live in this, in quite large
No,
properties?
No, then everybody went their own way when my father died. We all had to move out of our haveli, and they had little houses somewhere. So we all moved in our own way. My mother went with her family, and the other moms, they lived there by themselves and with their children, and obviously. They were all educating. We were all in studies and schools and...
So where did you end up living with your
Gujarat?
Mother? In Gujarat, okay.
That was a lot smaller city than Lahore. And
what sort of house did you live in there?
It was again, then again circumstances changed, because from that big house we had to move into a smaller house, and life became a bit difficult. And we lived in, it's not a terraced house, but it was very similar, like townhouses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there was your mother and all your brothers and sisters in this very small house. Did it mean you had to share bedrooms, for example?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Okay.
We only had two bedrooms anyway, between all of us.
Right. And were there any facilities, toilets and...
Yeah, there was.
Yes.
Only one.
Right.
One little... what do you call the... For the water, that thing?
Yes, system.
Yeah. And we will just have a shower and that's it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
What about your education? Where did you go to school?
Again, in the same place, same village. There was a private school. And we prefer, because since our father was very rich, and he left a bit of money with everybody, and we wanted to study, we wanted to have a good education, and we went to private school. That's where we learned English as well.
How old were you when you started school?
I was, I think we are about 4 to 5 years old when we start school. We're very young, and it's full-time school. It's not like nurseries or part-time, it's full-time.
Can you remember who ran the school?
There was a lady, I just remember a little bit about her because I was so young. Her name was Shamim, and the school was called Shamim Grammar School. And we used to go there, it's English school. Yeah, that's what I remember. And then when I was 10, we moved to a government school, and we study differently then. We have 5 more subjects with it, not just English.
What?
We would have Islamic studies, we would have geography, and all the rest of it, science, and 10 years old.
What subjects did you enjoy best?
Oh my God, that is a tricky one. What did I enjoy the best?
About?
Subject in school?
Oh.
I think it was music, if I be honest with you. I was terrible. I would take more interest in music. And I also enjoyed Islamic study. Those two.
Okay. Can you remember any teachers with affection?
I think they were all affectionists. They were quite nice teachers. They were very polite and They were very good teachers, yeah.
Did you play games at school?
Yeah. I was a very sporty person because I was fit. And I always took part in running and racing and, I was very athletic.
Right, so...
Footballs and, yeah we did.
Okay. Yeah. And as a child, did you play games with the other children?
Yeah.
What sort of games?
Again, I think in Pakistan, mostly it's cricket, football and running. We would race with the other children and who is winning, who is the fastest, those type of games. And then you get this, it's like a plastic ring and you just throw it to each other. And the higher you go, you jump and you catch it. That was another one. And I remember we used to play tennis a lot.
So very sporty.
Very sporty I was, okay, yeah.
Then.
And I always came home with the cup. I'm the winner. I had that drive in me, you know, the drive of success since I was a kid.
So you'd moved to a government school when you were 10. How long did you stay there?
About 6 years.
Okay. And that essentially was until you got married.
That's it. That's where I left. And my marriage was arranged by our parents, obviously, my family. Which I wasn't very happy about, but you have to listen to them. In those days, you just had no choice.
Right.
Just go along and say yes, and we came here.
Where was your husband from?
He's again one of my cousins before we are married. He's my uncle's son, and become like a shopping. Go and shop some wives from Pakistan. So he went. Father-in-law, he went and he arranged this and said to the son, I found a girl for you, one of your cousins, okay, fine.
And there I in those days.
And there I come.
That was the life, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. So it was all arranged marriage. Maybe partly you could call it a forced marriage as well, because when they asked me, they said, we're going to arrange a marriage for you. And I said, no, I don't want to get married yet because I'm a career woman. I want to study. I want to make something out of my life. I'm only young. I don't want to go. But then I was forced to accept what they decided. And I came and got married to my cousin.
So you were personally ambitious?
Very.
As a young person?
Very ambitious.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, I had a dream. And my dream, I mean, people will listen to it and they say, oh God, be a real woman. My ambition was, and my dream was, I wanted to become a pilot. I wanted to fly. I always thought, you know, I looked at these planes and said, one day I want to fly these. But then, realistically, that was my dream. We can all dream, can't we?
Yeah, we can. So, you were 16 years of age.
Yeah.
Had you ever travelled outside of Pakistan before you got married?
We did within the country, a lot. We were travelers because, as I said, my father was dealing with land and he was buying different properties at different places all the time. Mm. And we never stayed at one place. Yeah, we moved quite a lot.
But then, once you married, did you come to England immediately?
Immediately.
Okay. Where did you move to?
Nelson. I came and lived in Nelson.
Right.
It's not so far from here.
That's right. It was an old cotton town.
Yeah.
What did your husband do in Nelson?
He was studying. He was at university, Manchester. He was studying.
What was he studying?
I think he was doing A-levels that time. Now he won't be in university, he must be in college. He was studying and doing A-levels, and then afterwards he went to university. And then he was studying engineering, and he became an engineer after 4 years, is it? And mechanic side, and then he started working for BA, British Aerospace, where he's still working.
How old was he when he married you?
21.
Okay. What sort of house did you move to in Nelson?
A tiny little terraced house. Really tiny, which I hated.
Describe it to me.
It was dark, because I was so young, I don't remember exactly now. When I came very first day, it was dark and it was very crowded because there were 6 people living in the house already when I came. And I didn't like it. I wanted to go back because we had a garden and we had a nice open view, and I hated it. So that's where I moved, the very first.
So how long did you live in Nelson?
I lived there about 7 years with my in-laws. Yeah.
Okay, so you were living with your in-laws?
With my mother-in-law, father-in-law, brother-in-law, his wife, me.
And the rest of the clan that she's not counting out.
Which I haven't accounted. Yeah, just tell him we don't marry one person, we marry the whole bloody lot.
In my in-laws family, they've got a whole building that's full of all the sister-in-laws, brothers and their wives, mother and father, and all the grandchildren. They're all
there
of
we go,
clothes.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, so.
There we go then.
Anything possible in Pakistan.
So you
and here.
Well, I'm here now, yeah.
So you lived there for 6 or 7 years.
7 years, yeah.
Did you have any children?
Yeah, I had 2 children by then.
Okay.
A boy and a girl.
And how many children have you?
Then I had another one when I moved here in Preston. I have 3 altogether, 2 daughters and 1 son.
Okay.
And they're beautiful, they're brilliant.
So what ages are they?
They're grown up now. One is married, and she's also become a barrister. And 2 of them, they are accountants, and they're grown up as well, but they're not married yet.
So you then came to Preston. Why did you come to Preston?
Because my husband was working in Preston all along, all those 7 years, but he was travelling back to Nelson every evening and coming morning. Yeah. He did up and down every day.
Okay, so you moved into Frenchwood.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me about it. Where you lived?
I moved into Ephraim Street, you know, off London Road, a corner house, quite a big, nice size house, terraced house. And I started my life there with my 3 children, my husband, and 4 of us.
Did you own the house?
Yeah, we bought it on a mortgage.
Right. So describe the house to me.
In what sense?
The rooms, the facilities.
Yeah, it was. We had to decorate everything because when we bought the house, it wasn't. It needed a modernization. I think we will have to start the interview for the.
So you bought this house off London Road. It's a nice house. Describe it. Tell me about it. Bedrooms, facilities.
Well, moving from Pakistan to a little tiny house which was dark and dull and dumpy, and it was disgusting and it was very depressing. So from that house, moving to Preston into a bigger house with 3 bedroom, only 2 young children and me and my husband, all those 6 people, they're not with us, and plenty of space. We had a big massive bathroom, and I did everything, I designed everything myself. We had rice, really nice, big, thick carpet, red color, deep red color. In those days, that was a new thing. And I really enjoyed living there. And I was just very happy.
Did you get to know your neighbours at all?
Yeah, I'm always a very outgoing person. I like to join with the neighbours, and I have loads and loads of friends. It don't matter if they're Indian or Asian or English or Jamaican or whoever they are. I just get on with everybody. And I knew an English young lady across the road. She had similar age children, and they would play with each other, and we will help each other as well. If we're shopping and going anywhere, and we will just take the kids in park, and yeah. And the next door, she was Asian. I knew her as well, so we got on very well.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Your children, when they came to school age, whereabouts did they go to school?
They went to Frenchwood School, Frenchwood Nursery and Frenchwood School. And from there, then obviously they went to high school. And that was Pemberton Girls High School, my daughter went. And my son went to Priory High, again, Pemberton. So, because at that time, we were moving on. When I came to Ephraim Street, when my children were very small, as I said earlier, that I was ambitious about business, and I had a business mind, and I wanted to open a business. So this is very original, first business I had. I opened a clothes shop here for Asian ladies.
Where was this?
Here, Ruskin Street. I was living in Ephraim Street, but this came on sale. So I bought this. Since I had the Ephraim Street house, I kept that, but I moved here. And then we were living upstairs in four-bedroom flat. Yeah, we lived here. We lived in Ephraim Street for about 3 years in that big house, but then we rented it, the property, and came here. So,
tell me about the business then.
I started business, but again, there was a lot of conflict between me and my husband, because my family, as you know, he's my cousin before we were married. Our men's mentality is against women becoming independent and getting involved in businesses or working out there. They don't like it for some reason. And maybe they feel threatened or whatever. And then he was against it. And he said, no, you're not going to go in business. And I was very, very disappointed. So I rang my brothers up in Pakistan and I said, I want to open a business. Even they shouted at me. They screamed. They hit the roof. They go, no. None of our women, they allowed to go in business. So again, I was left by myself. As I got married, and I was disappointed, and I came here, I said to my husband, I said, whether you like it or not, I'm going to go for it. And he knew that she's, I won't call myself overpowering, but he knew that she's made her mind up, and she will go along. And then I opened the business. I only had £150 in my pocket when I started my business.
What sort of business was it?
I bought, I was always interested in textiles, and I bought some fabrics from wholesalers, and I started selling those, and then I would design those fabrics into garments, and I will design clothes, and started from there. And then I just grew and grew and grew. In the year 88, I started manufacturing household textiles. I was making all these cushions and pillowcases, and then I got in touch with large chain stores, and I expanded business with them, and I was selling to all these shops. And I also had two other sides of my business, like I would do commission work for a Metland and British Home Stores and all these big companies. And I would say to them, we will use your fabric, your design, but I'll provide you my sewing service. Then I opened the factory, 6,000 square foot factory in what? Ribbleton. And I was employing quite a lot of people. And from there, I've closed down since last year due to cheap import from China. And at the moment, I'm thinking to do the same as everybody else is doing, that go and import from China and just distribute my goods to companies. That's where I stand at the moment.
So you started your business here in Frenchwood?
Yeah.
and it lasted for about 20 years.
Up to that time, I would say about 16 years now, yeah.
Okay. So when did you leave Ruskin Street?
I left Ruskin Street in 1995, and I moved to Hutton because I bought a plot of land and we built our house, and we lived there since 1995. I'm living in Hutton now.
And your children, they went to school in Penwitham, high school in Penwitham.
Yeah, and then Runshaw College, and then Manchester University. And
who went to Manchester University?
All three of my children. They travelled every Monday to Friday.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. They travelled, yeah. University, yeah.